He has it. Andrew Symonds has it. And what a way to get it. A maiden Test Match 100 for a dream entertainer. You little beauty. What a way to bring it up. He only leant on that. It's gone straight over the ropes into the crowd.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yeah, more of a clip there from Andrew Symonds doing his thing, still coming to grips with very sad news overnight that Andrew Symonds has passed away in a car accident in North Queensland. Phil Buzz Rothfield, good morning, and another shock for the Australian sporting fraternity.
Yeah, can't believe it, Ray. The news broke this morning. Really, really sad story, isn't it? And wonderful cricket player, character, great commentator on Fox Sports. And can't believe it, mate. Really, really sad to get that news.
Buzz, I read with interest your column, as I do every Sunday in the Sunday Telegraph. You've got an interesting story about the West Australian government. There are some officials up there in Magic Round, where you are, and they've reached out to the North Sydney Bears and what might be a joint venture proposal to enter the NRL.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, Bulldog. And you wrote last year about the North Sydney bid to become the 18th team and follow Redcliffe in a few years down the track. And they came up with a really interesting proposal, didn't they, to become sort of a satellite team and play matches around country New South Wales. But look, I think the NRL, from the information I've been gathering here in Brisbane, is that, look, they are very, very keen to have North Sydney Bears again involved in rugby league in some capacity. And I've spoken to Peter Volandis about that for my column tomorrow. Now, what the Western Australian government have done, their sports minister and the head of Venues West have been in Brisbane for talks with the NRL about that 18th franchise. Importantly, the West Australian government is prepared to back the proposal financially. There's a lot of corporate support in Perth. They've spoken to the North Sydney Bears as well about some sort of joint venture. The preference for the Bears at the moment is to remain as a single identity bidder, but they're certainly open to talks. I don't think the Bears will come back, Bulldog, unless it is a joint venture like this one, because I think that, look, there's too many clubs in Sydney for starters, and but it'll be an interesting one to watch as it plays out in the next few months.
Well, Buzz, where do you think the 18th team should be located?
Well, the thing Peter Volandis is on about is he wants to go to where the biggest growth opportunities are. And he says the question he is most regularly asked in the street is, when will you bring the North Sydney Bears back? So he knows the value of that brand and he knows the value of that logo. So look, I don't mind this idea of going into Western Australia. Look, the Western Reds were a victim of the Super League War in 1997 and cut from the competition. But if the criteria is to bring a new supporter base into the game, to bring new corporate support into rugby league, I think this is a real winner. But look, there is so much to be worked out. How many games will be played in Perth? How many games will be played at North Sydney Oval? If they are building a massive new Northern Beaches stadium, the government's spending a squillion there, would they ask North to play some of their games? Do you know what I mean?
There's
so much to work out. I think it'll come down to a two-horse race. I think this joint WA Bears bid or a second team in New Zealand. But look, you look at the struggle the Warriors have got right now and how poorly they've been playing and the fact they've, you know, they're nowhere near becoming a top four side and a premiership contender. I just don't know if we can afford right now two New Zealand teams to be struggling at the same time.
Buzz, you wrote too this morning, the Canterbury Bulldogs are facing a serious battle to keep Matt Burton long-term. Run us through that.
Yeah, well, everyone's seen the pressure the Bulldogs are under right now, and, you know, there's talk Trent Barrett won't last. It'll be, you know, for the next few weeks. Look, the problem the Bulldogs have got is when they signed Matt Burton from Penrith, They only signed him on a two-year contract for $500,000 a season. There is an option Burton's way. Now, he wants to play in a football side that is winning, and he enjoyed the premiership, obviously, so much at Penrith last year. So he is going to wait until the end of the season. He's going to David Riolo, his agent, said he'll check what the market's like. Redcliffe are looking for players. Everyone was looking for a player of his quality. The Dogs are in a position where they're under enormous salary cap pressure with Reid Marnie and the Penrith second row, Billy Kickow, joining them next year. But I don't think they're going to be in a position straight away to upgrade Burton, which he's clearly their best player. And I think at the end of the season, there's going to be some really interesting approaches coming from rival clubs. They're going to struggle to keep him.
Yeah, no, he's a gun. Hey, Buzz, you're up there in Magic Round. What's it like? And can I ask you about the future of Magic Round as well? A lot of talk about where it could be relocated down the track. Is Brisbane's there for the next 2 years, Dino tells me. But what about long-term, Buzz?
Yeah, Raymond, it is the most wonderful celebration of rugby league. It's like a World Cup I've been to, but at a slightly smaller scale. But fans are here just partying, filling all that. You can't get a hotel room in Brisbane. It's really hard to get a taxi or an Uber. Out, the bars are packed out. It's a huge, huge commercial opportunity, and the future is rock solid. It's just where it's going to be played. And seeing the success and people like the West Australian government here, that it's going to open up a massive bidding war between various states to get a hold of it. I'd like to see the year in Sydney. Just one at the new stadium, because the new stadium is going to be so special. But I'd like to see it move around the country. I wouldn't mind seeing it in Townsville, Newcastle. I think it'd be terrific in Melbourne. But they're on a winner with it. Look, I know last night's game was a bit of a no contest and Penrith blew Melbourne off the park, but there's been some other great games. But it's more the atmosphere, guys. It's everyone's really into it, apart from those knuckleheads who put on a blue in the stand the other day. It's been so well received. And look, security was tight yesterday. Andrew Rabdo jumped straight onto it, and it was a fantastic day yesterday. I actually loved the middle game yesterday. What was it, the Titans and the Dragons?
Golden Point, yeah.
Just sat there, really gripping, 89 minutes, a few mistakes. I thought your man Ashley Klein didn't help that.
Penalties again.
All the time. We had so many people on SMS as Buzz raised that point. Always the defending team coming out of their own half gets the piggyback out.
Oh, Raymond, was so annoying. I was sitting out the front, lapping up the atmosphere. It was just, it drives me mad. Interesting, outside the Channel 9 commentary box, I saw Graham Annesley and Andrew Johns in a very animated discussion at half time of that game. And look, we're here to celebrate the game, and but I was really disappointed by that. But that Penrith side, how good are they? How good are you going to have to be to get anywhere near them in the finals? Wonderful football side.
You had a cheeky drink up there, Buzz?
I must admit, Bulldog, I've had three late nights and I'm struggling a little bit this morning, to be honest with you. But Dean, when you're on tour, my friend, you need to network.
Well, you need to also do your work and get some sleep.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing right now, Dean.
Right,
okay. He's a professional. He's answered his phone. He's a pro.
When you've been out and about, have you picked any fights or mended any bridges?
No, I haven't. Actually, Bulldog, I don't call this Magic Round. I call this Reconciliation Round.
Because who have you reconciled with?
I've had a few feuds over the last couple of years, which I've managed to patch up over a beer.
Yeah,
I'm not going to name the people and embarrass them, but it's been a very fruitful weekend in that regard.
Well, that's good, Phil.
Fantastic. Hey, Buzz, who's the young bloke holding the football in this picture? He's sort of recognisable. He's alongside Rod Wishart, the New South Wales CHS Rugby Union team way back in the 1980s.
Dennis Bullfrog Richard.
Buzz,
what a great photo, Dog. What year was that?
It was 1986, and I played a couple of games with Rod. Rod was a leaguey, but he made the CHS Rugby Union teams, and
Was he gun then too?
He was a good player, yeah. And of course, his kid last night, Tyron.
What I wanted to do with that photo, Ray, I went to Gary Ferris, our sports head, and I said, look, I want to run a photo of Bulldog when he was a little football player, and I want to run one now and show what 35 years of journalism does to the person's head. But he wouldn't let me. He wanted Rod Wishart in there.
But if you want to see what 35 years of journalism does to someone's head, you've only got to look at the page before at your photo byline.
That's a very old photo too, Dog.
So you've enjoyed it though, Buzz. It sounds like it's been a great, another great couple of days up there, and the atmosphere's good. Mm. And all the people I've spoken to said it's a bit of a party town at the moment. Everyone's in different jumpers, and there's plenty of colour around, and it's great for the game.
Look, obviously we're here to watch rugby league, but we're here to celebrate the game too. And look, you know, we blow up about Ashley Kine, we blow up about the bunker, but you think back to the sellout at Brookvale last week, the sellout at Penrith, the game's in pretty good shape, you know. And as I said to Andrew Abdo the other day, I just wish you could fix the bunker. I wish you could get him out of the game a little bit, you know.
100%.
Our talk topic today, Buzz. Our talk topic today is about innovations in sport, and it's been universally condemned by many of our listeners on the SMS, the bunker. Get rid of it, they're saying.
I wouldn't get rid of it. I'd keep it for try decisions. I think there's so many close tries, but we'll get rid of it apart from that. You know, it's so frustrating, and they're too powerful.
Exactly. Well, Buzz, I reckon you'll be the first one there today because your Sharkies take on the Raiders at 1:50 p.m. Then the Roosters and the Eels at the 4:05 p.m. game. Then 6:25 West Tigers Cowboys. Complete magic round. Your three tips today, Buzz?
Oh, look, I think the Sharks will win. You've got to back them on form, don't you? Even though the Raiders were good last week against the Bulldogs. I'm really hanging out for this Roosters-Eels game because the Eels have got to prove that Penrith wasn't a one-off.
Yeah,
they've got to turn up tonight and or this evening, what time do they kick off? 4:05.
Yep.
And they've got to perform. A lot of pressure on the Roosters too because they need a win. West Tigers, Cowboys, look, I can only see this going one way. The Cowboys have been the biggest surprise packet of the season. They'll be too strong for the West Tigers.
Given you've had three late nights, Buzz, do you think you might sneak in a little nana-nap before the Sharks?
That's the aim, Dean.
Let me know so I won't call you.
Well, at least I came to Magic Round Bulldog. At least I came. You're sitting at home in the doll's house watching it all. You should be here, mate.
Phil, I don't want to have three late nights and call it reconciliation round. I want to actually get some stories.
Good on you.
Thanks, Buzz. Hey,
Buzz, enjoy these games today to complete Magic Round. Is it stopped raining, Buzz?
Yeah, it looks a little bit brighter out
Fantastic.
The hotel window. Just the ground surface has held up well.
Amazing, isn't it, Buzz? Amazing.
It's copped a lot of rain. Enjoy it, Buzz, and we'll talk next week.
Good on you, guys.